Good morning. It is 8:16, and I'm Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with Cindy Gibson and Susan Briles. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Let me turn up your microphones here.
Good morning.
I think we'll now be able to hear you. And we're here to chat about something that might sound a little frightening at first, Medicare and Social Security. But the good news is we're here to chat about a free presentation that you both are offering at Harrigan Centennial Hall. That's at 11 a.m. this morning. And why don't we just jump right in and talk a little bit about what this program is. Cindy, I think you might have an outline of what's coming up this morning at Centennial Hall.
Sure. Well, Susan is going to talk about Medicare enrollment. So if you have any kind of question about Medicare, I highly recommend coming. That's going to start at 11 to 12, and we'll have lots of time for questions. We are going to be providing a little bit of lunch, so we're going to have a Subway sandwich there and some chips and fruit and water and things like that. Give people a little lunch break, and then at 12:30, so if you already have your Medicare dialed down but you have Social Security questions, that would be the time to come at 12:30 to 1:30. Again, we'll have time for questions. And I'm going to talk all about the ins and outs of how to file, when to file, you know, what the difference of filing early versus filing late, and how that coincides with your Medicare planning.
So a person could come to one of these sessions or the whole thing?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who would you say this is for? Like, who should come to the whole thing?
Oh, well, you know, anybody that has questions about both of the subjects. If you're going to be turning 65 probably within the next couple of years, there's a lot to know. It doesn't hurt to come to these two or three times, because the language is just getting used to, you know, all the different little colloquialisms, mm-hmm. and acronyms and all those types, mm-hmm. of things.
And there's a lot of information to take in.
Yeah. So it helps to hear it two, three times, because then you start to understand comprehensively how it all fits together and how it works together and what might be best for you and how you might enroll or, you know, avoid any pitfalls. So the worst part is if you've done something because you think it's the right thing to do and it really wasn't the right thing to do, it's, mm-hmm. really hard to undo it. And there are some really catastrophic things that people sometimes make mistakes on just out of sheer either misinformation or misunderstanding. Okay. And we want to make sure that you avoid doing that.
Right. And there's a lot of misinformation out there.
So yes. You'll actually kind of not necessarily walk people through signing up, but walk through information about both programs, guide people.
Pretty much the core basics and how they work. So you kind of have like a grounding, fundamental understanding of the comprehensive information that's available.
Okay.
Like when you're going to need to file and kind of what those special dates are for different types of people. There's different enrollment dates for Medicare.
Right.
Different enrollment dates for Social Security. And they kind of overlap a little bit.
Yeah.
If you haven't signed up for Social Security yet and you're going to be signing up for Medicare, one of the questions they're going to ask you is, do you want to go ahead and sign up for Social Security now?
Okay.
But and you can certainly do that, because there is a cost to Medicare, and so they're wanting to know that so that they can just take your Medicare premiums that they're going to charge you out of your Social Security check, and so it's easier for you. But then that has other, you know, financial implications, mm-hmm. Long term.
Let's back out of this a little bit and find out a little bit more about you both. Like why Cindy, it sounds like you know Social Security, and then Susan, do I have this right? You are kind of a Medicare specialist. Your role actually is you're the search outreach and enrollments
specialist. Yeah, so I work with search outreach and enrollment, and Medicare is part of or one of the plans that we help people with.
Okay. So you can help people with Medicare anytime throughout the year?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then Cindy Gibson works for Waddell and Reed. So, yes. But you happen to kind of specialize in Social Security or be quite familiar with it?
Well, I'm very familiar with it. So I'm helping people comprehensively with their financial decisions. And Social Security has a big role in that. It's a part of almost everybody's financial picture at some point in their life.
Right.
And even people who have worked for the state of Alaska or worked for the city of Sitka, they're going to have Social Security. They'll still most oftentimes have Social Security benefits available to them, but they will be impacted and affected by their PERS checks.
Okay.
And that's a whole nother sort of side right. bunny trail. But yeah, so almost everybody is impacted, and also because of Medicare. So Medicare has a piece of that.
So most people who are getting to be close to 65 will benefit from this presentation and this kind of conversation. That sounds
yes.
like it's relevant.
Yeah. Or, that's what I mean, you could be past 65, but right. not have enrolled in one sure. of these two programs, and right. you might have some questions about your own enrollment.
Right. A lot of yeah. people continue to work after they turn 65, right. so they may not have enrolled yet. So okay. for anybody who's thinking about, you know, retiring, moving into that phase of life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this, I understand this is the second time this has happened, this event right. where you're going to talk to people, open up, you know, a free event for people to come and ask questions and learn about these programs. How did this get started? How did you two connect, Susan?
I had attended a Social Security talk that Cindy was doing when I had first arrived. I'm new to Sitka. I've only been here a couple years. I was a licensed Medicare and health insurance agent in Oregon prior to moving here. So luckily I found this position, and I'd only been here a little while, and I went to an event that Cindy was talking about Social Security, and I was just floored. I was just floored by her depth of knowledge and understanding. So I just kind of thought, wow, those two things fit together really well. Maybe we should talk.
Yeah. And as it works out, it just, what it's a perfect marriage or sort of, because whenever I have Medicare questions, I can just call Susan. And whenever she has Social Security questions, she can just call me. And then we send our clients, you know, to each other, respectively. Right. Because it's just an area that is so complicated. It's shocking sometimes. I don't know how they expect the normal person to navigate it.
Exactly.
Because there are so many layers and unique situations. It is shocking how different. So, you know, people seem similar, but they can have very different situations when it comes to the Medicare.
Yeah.
And it really depends on your work history, your current work, whether or not you're covered under the PERS system or TERS system with Alaska Care.
Mm-hmm. What your retirement yeah. financially looks like.
What, you know, mm-hmm. what your income, yeah, what you're going to do with your other, you know, how your retirement income is working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who you're married to and right. what their benefits are. And it just goes on and on and on. There's, mm-hmm. it's like a giant puzzle. So for me, right. that's the fun part. That's the creative part is, well, let me look at all your puzzle pieces and help you put them together in a way that makes sense for you.
I'm glad you two found each other.
Yeah, we are too.
Right? Very much so, yes.
Just hearing you talk about it just makes me realize how important this is and yeah, how scary and difficult it is for a lot of people. And it's nice that you both know your topic and are coming together to offer this to the community. Right. And it's something that you're hoping to do every year, a couple times a year if it works out. But yeah. But certainly coming up today,
right.
people yes. who want to get involved should show up at the Centennial Hall today at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I do also want to mention if people have questions or want to get a hold of you each personally, Cindy can be reached at 966-2803 and Susan can be reached at 966-8662.
Yep.
And, two totally separate organizations that they work for, but similar phone numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think if people have any questions about this program or just want to connect with you individually, right. you'd be happy to field some calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then also, it's just purely an educational program. We're not selling any products or anything like that. We're really going to walk you through some core fundamental understanding of each program so that you can know for your own self how you might want to enroll.
Fantastic. Yeah. This sounds great. I hope you have a really big turnout.
Yeah, great.
And
listeners will come learn from you both. So just a refresher, it's going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall today at 11 a.m. And it's a free program on Medicare and Social Security.
Yeah.
And it'll be offered by Cindy Gibson and Susan Bryles. Thank you both for offering this to the community. And is there anything that we forgot? This morning?
I think you've got it.
I think that's it.
Covered it all?
Yeah. Free lunch.
Yeah, free lunch.
It's going to be fun.
Right.
Yeah. So bring your appetite.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Cindy and Susan, for coming in this morning.
Great.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And you're tuned into KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka.